Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
Today we have a very, very special episode. I was contacted, or we were contacted, but I'm the only one who reads the damn emails, by a representative for Bardstown Bourbon Company in, I'm assuming, Kentucky. That's really bad.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And they have they've just released two limited expressions. When they contacted me, they had not been released yet. They weren't being released till August 18th. Full disclosure, today is August 22nd.
Yeah.
And we hope to have this up online faster than we normally do. So we'll see. But we have two limited expressions. We have, of course, the boxes don't say.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to get the names right. Okay. We have, what they originally contacted me about was Locks of Jura barrel finish, which is interesting because Marlis was mentioning before we started, she's like, normally we drink scotch that was, aged in American bourbon barrels of some sort. And this time we're going to have bourbon that was aged in a scotch barrel. So we're really looking forward to seeing, if we can notice any differences in that. So Locks of Jura is the bourbons are aged in the Jura barrels. And then they sent a second bottle, which I wasn't aware we were getting. I missed it from the email or they just said, surprise. They also sent 2026 Discovery, which is a blend of straight bourbon whiskeys finished in Garayana oak barrels. And Garayana oak is kind of specific to the Pacific Northwest. That is mm-hmm. a tree here. So, and there's Westward?
Westland.
Sorry, Westland. I always get them mixed up for some reason. Mm-hmm. Westland Whiskey actually has a Garayana oak whiskey that they do. So, maybe sometime we should, I guess we could technically, we have some.
We have a bottle
we
right
could
now.
Could yeah. compare them at some point. But anyway,
yes.
either today.
Maybe for extra credit.
Or, yeah, we'll do extra yeah. credit at the end. So, I think, who has we're going to do Locks of Jura first.
Yeah. yeah, Bardstown Bourbon Locks of Jura barrel finish. Ex-bourbon and ex-sherry casks were used to age single malt and were filled with a bespoke blend of straight bourbon and rye and then finished for 32 months. And the result was Locks of Jura barrel finish. And it has been awarded Best Whiskey with a score of 99 points at the 2026 IWSC Awards.
Lordy.
The product, Bardstown Bourbon Locks of Jura Barrel Finish, is a bespoke blend of straight bourbon and rye whiskey, aged for an additional 32 months in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels, sourced from the remote Isle of Jura. Finished in a combination of 84% ex-bourbon and 16% ex-sherry barrels previously filled with Scotch, this 104-proof whiskey layers rich caramel and baking spice with ripe fruit, soft malt, and rounded complexity. This singular whiskey journeyed from this remote Scottish island with one road, just 250 residents, and incidentally where George Orwell wrote 1984, to the bourbon capital of the world, Bardstown, Kentucky.
That's fun. That's a nice little side note they have.
I thought
there.
It was interesting, yeah.
Yes.
And one point, the artwork on the bottles is actually very lovely. It's done by Margaret Archambault.
Yes, and I'll take that as a moment to talk a little bit about the artwork, mm-hmm. if that's okay, before
sure.
we start tasting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they decided to do some special artwork, and they enlisted the Louisville artist Margaret Archambault, who tasted each whiskey and used its aromas, flavors, textures, and overall character as inspiration for the artwork that appears on the bottles and packaging. And they are quite, quite lovely. Very, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The Bardstown has got the more blue. The Bardstown. They're both Bardstown, Judy. Locks of Jura has
lots of blues and
lots
yellows.
Lots of blues and yellows. And the Discovery is more of an orangey fall-looking
palette.
Palette, yeah. Yeah, so she looked, let's see. Edit this part out.
I might.
Well, I won't do any, I won't say more because it'll give too much away about what the whiskey's like. So no, I'm sorry, I was reading ahead.
And so, moving on to tasting notes. Vanilla cream with blackberry compote and mint is surrounded by toasted oak and cigar box. This leads to a palette of fresh spearmint, caramel, and light cinnamon spice.
Is that what we're supposed to be smelling or tasting?
They didn't break it out.
There's no, because I have never tasted a cigar box.
No.
I may have possibly sniffed a cigar box.
Yeah.
I've never tasted
it. It's interesting, though, the fruit flavor or the fruit forward sherry notes round out a beautifully complex finish. So, yeah, there's no no nose, no.
Yeah,
no other description, which is too bad. That's okay.
To weasel that out of the internet. But because this is such a new release, there's not a whole lot. I mean, mostly it's what they sent us in the box.
Not a lot written about it yet.
What you can find on the internet.
Yeah, I can tell you by nose that it's got a bite to the nose. Yeah. It smells good, but there's definitely a fierceness to it.
And yeah, there's a nice fruit aroma to it that it's mild, that part's mild and but it's really nice.
I can detect the
I can tell the
sherry cask.
Yeah, the presence of sherry.
And the rye.
And the rye. Yes, the rye is what probably gives its little bite.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Exactly.
Rye is like the chihuahua of whiskey.
Or the Jack Russell Terrier of whiskey.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm more partial to chihuahuas, so
That's true.
That's awesome.
I know.
It's funny.
It's good. I mean, it would they would have had to shoot themselves in the foot for it not to be good, given that they've got, you know,
ingredients
they start with pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, they're certainly well known enough. But this is really a complex little bugger.
It is. The Lox of Jura is at 52% ABV. We gave ourselves a little taste here, so we wouldn't fall over by the end of the podcast, because, you know, that's a little higher than we typically, and then we have two of, well, the other one is even higher.
Well, and that does emphasize, you know, the bite, too. The higher ABV is definitely...
You're not going to pound this back quickly. This is definitely for sipping. It's really good, though.
Do you have any other... to share with us?
Well, that's 104 proof, 750 mils. The sale price on it, MSRP, is $139.99.
Yep.
So,
which makes me especially glad that they sent this to me.
Yes.
For us to try.
I know. This is awesome.
Because we wouldn't be doing both these bottles tonight.
That's true.
It is really, you know, I'm trying to compare it by memory to things like the Glendronach Ode to the Dark and the Edgar Dower, you know.
It's not that sherry forward, though.
No, it's not, you know, and it's got that, you know, fierce kind of fire from the rye. But it is really good, and it's...
My chest is so warm.
I know.
You're going... Woo, my chest is warm.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious me. But
yeah, and I hesitate to say that it would stand up well to ice or something like that, although it would. It would beat ice into submission, frankly.
Yeah.
But it is really good. Okay, I'm going to put that a little bit aside there until we try the next one.
It's marvelous.
Okay, the next one is the Bardstown Bourbon 2026 Discovery. And this is going to be finished in hand-harvested Garryana oak barrels from Oregon with a custom 3-hour toast. Sounds like they're harvesting the barrels fully made, and I don't think that's true. No. Okay. Bardstown Bourbon blends 3 bourbons aged 7, 10, and 11 years. Then they blend them, and then they rest for another 4 months in Garryana oak barrels. Each barrel is custom made and hand toasted for 3 hours by Oregon Barrel Works to unlock additional layers of spice and complexity. They chose to do the aging over the summer for maximum extraction, and on the bottle, it actually says that it was aged in Garryana oak barrels during a transitional season, like summer, and on an upper floor. So they're very specific And we're very intentional about how and where they aged it. Okay, so again, the beautiful artwork by Margaret Archambault is lovely. Tasting notes. Layers of decadent toasted oak, supported by burnt sugar and baked apple cobbler. Oh my God, this sounds wonderful. The balance continues on the palate with dried cherry and cinnamon bark, leading to a long, warming finish, accentuated by the rare Garryana oak flavor. Now, I haven't had anything aged in Garryana oak, so this is going to be new for me. Okay. But no, it smells good. It's not quite as bitey as the Lox of Jura.
Yeah, and there's less of the fruit aroma from from the sherry casks and the other one.
I taste more rye in this one.
I'm getting some of the oak too, I think.
Marnus, may I see the bottle, please?
Sure. It is also delicious from my point of view.
Yeah.
I think the rye is a little more forward in the Lox of Jura. But this also, they gave us a mash bill, but it's they didn't give us kind of the key. So we know all of these are like 74-75% corn, but we don't know what the other mix is. But I'm sure it has some rye in it. But it has that kind of burnt sugar sweetness that I like. And the dark.
Well, I looked things up earlier, and they gave the mash bill in a certain order.
Mm-hmm.
They did corn, rye, wheat, and malted barley percentages in that order. So that's possibly what those
those are.
Yeah, because the corn is the highest. It's, so rye.
And then the next highest is the rye.
Yeah. So and it's quite. I can really taste it in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they even put a no. Darn, we too bad we can't resell it.
Oh no!
Now that we've
it's so good though.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to.
they do actually put the mash bill on the bottom. Yeah, this one. Not only is it's 56.4% ABV.
Yes, so it's not shy.
It's not shy at all, and it kind of slaps you in the face between that and the rye content. Mm-hmm.
This to me is more of a traditional bourbon taste. You know, granted that it's got the overlay from the Scotch and the sherry and everything, but it seems what was the mash bill on the others? It was different. Oh, because they had a couple of bourbons and a full rye. Okay, straight rye. So that was that. That's the difference. This is like three bourbons of varying years.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
spicy meatball.
The master blender for Bardstown said that these releases started from two different questions. Discovery asked how far we could take an already exceptional blend.
Mm-hmm.
Lox of Jura asked what unique character these remarkable casks could contribute over time. And both led us somewhere unexpected, and that's where the exciting whiskey discoveries happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I commend Bardstown. I think these are both delicious.
They are extremely delicious. Mm-hmm. We need to look for some more Bardstown.
Yeah, I think they're strengthier than I am. This is they are both delightfully in your face, I guess, is the way I put it.
Yeah, I think I would definitely have to have some ice with the Discovery just because I'm a wimpy poo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little... Or just a little water.
Or a little water. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just a little strong for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot, the Lox of Jura warmed my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine
what the
Discovery is doing to my chest? I won't be having a cold tonight.
That's No. But these are, and I'll have to try the Westland Garryana just to try to see if I can identify the Garryana.
We can break that out with three more glasses.
Yes, we can. Yeah.
Mm.
Poor John, his back hurts, and he's the one that keeps getting up and down.
These are really good, though.
Yeah, they are very.
And again, it's not that I don't like bourbon. If someone says, "Oh, do you like bourbon?" I was like, "Yes, I like bourbon just fine. Bourbon is a good thing, and yet it's not my favorite thing usually."
No. Certain bourbons I do really enjoy, like Blanton's. I enjoy having Blanton's now and then. But
and I've never had the sainted Pappy Von Winkle, so I don't know about him.
Hi, baby.
Oh, yeah. But these are both really distinctive. I guess that's why I like them. They're different than the traditional bourbon. They represent kind of a different way of looking at stuff. Just put them down here.
Yeah.
Okay, and here we have the Westland Garryotta.
Yeah, which just to see if we can.
Extremely high proof.
50, yeah, it's 50%.
Okay, I'm just going to give it. Yeah.
That's extremely high for me.
I know. Well, you know, yeah, we typically drink 40, so.
Okay.
40%.
Give me the one with the least in it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're adding a third Westland Garryotta American single malt. So this is all barley, which mm-hmm. is going to make a difference. It's 50% ABV, aged 10 years. This is a limited annual release, their 10th edition. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else it says.
If anybody watches or follows whiskey news, mm-hmm. this is the particular whiskey was the one that people drove their little truck up to the distillery and handed over a manifest, and they loaded up a bunch of Garryotta, mm-hmm. 10-year Garryotta onto their truck, and they drove off. And later, the distillery found out that
it was fraud.
It was fraud.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
So they stole a whole bunch of whiskey.
A whole bunch of whiskey.
This ranks up with the great maple syrup theft from Canada.
Oh, that's true.
people are after our precious national fluids. I know.
Yeah,
both national, binational fluids.
And I don't know if I read it or heard it on a podcast. Surprisingly, I do not listen to other podcasts about liquor, mm-hmm. but I heard about this somewhere where they talked about, what do they do with all that whiskey that people know has been stolen. And they said there's a good black market out there, especially, Russia is a big one for buying things like that.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. But I have heard that somewhere.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. It says here, Westland Garryotta American Single Malt, ongoing exploration of Quercus Garryotta, a species of oak found only in the Pacific Northwest. These majestic trees have absorbed the essence of our native terroir and its secrets within their massive trunks. Every tree with its own craggy twists and cryptic translations. I know, dramatic readings from the whiskey bottle. I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's important. They all have.
I can do Shakespeare,
right.
But they all have these dramatic things.
I mean, you
find yourself going into this dramatic case, especially mm-hmm. librarians who mm-hmm. read out loud to people on occasion, and we tend to start uh-huh. emoting.
Yeah. So this is every edition of Garryotta is made with whiskey aged at least 10 years in Gary Oak casks, revealing a new facet of the complex story and nuanced flavor unique to this rare regional oak. And then they have a little motto, ever forward. I like that.
Wow.
Okay, so.
That's interesting. The Garryotta, the
Wheatland. Westland.
Well,
we're never going to get that right.
We are so sorry, Westland. We are not doing well.
We'll do a whole thing of your whiskey
someday. We'll just do all Westland whiskeys, so it'll be drilled into our head. But, and we have done some.
We've done just one when we had the Battle of the Grains.
Oh, okay.
We did, yeah.
But anyway, this one has a smoky tinge to it, I feel.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's a single malt rather than a bourbon, so
right.
It doesn't have that sugar and caramel. It's more restrained. I like it.
I like it to a point, but I have graduated out of my smoky whiskey era. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like I graduated out of my IPA era mm-hmm. for beer.
Or you abandoned the mother whiskey.
Yeah, that's right. But that said, I like it, but mm-hmm. I think I'm more partial to the sweeter of the sweetness of the bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially when they put sherry cask.
I know.
You know me?
We do love the sherry. Yeah.
I hope I never leave that phase.
No, that would be very sad.
But I mean, honestly.
But these are all really good.
Which is the one that's the sherry cask? Is that the first one?
Yeah.
What's interesting is I think... I think the
The Discovery has a sweeter aroma than the first one. Mm-hmm. Aroma, not necessarily the flavor.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I got two whiskey glasses in my hand, and I just keep it taking a sip out of each. Oh, I love the Locks of Jura. That is just a lovely blend.
I like all three of these. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure that I get more smoke out of the Westland Garryana than the Bardstown 2026 Discovery. They're actually very similar to my tastes. I don't know.
You are defective.
Okay. That could be. I'm broken, you know. So there you go.
I'll let the dog in. Okay. I don't, excuse me. I think the Discovery, wait a minute, what was I going to say? It doesn't have as much rye, so it's a little calmer on that front. Mm-hmm. So you get more of the oak and the burnt sugar and the, you know, from the grain. Mm-hmm. Darn, that's good.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that
whereas the Garryana, the Westland is a completely different grain.
It's a completely different grain. So I guess it was kind of unfair to compare them, because they were both Garryana.
Yeah.
We wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. But I do like all three on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I would not turn down any of them.
No,
for sure. And I am very grateful to the people, the representatives, I guess they're like their PR firm, that offered this to us, because it's amazing.
Really. And we appreciate every time someone kind of steps out of their tradition to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it depends on other whiskeys that are being made, and it's becomes then kind of a collaborative universe, which I think...
Well, and we're seeing it more and more in the whiskey world, and probably liquor and, you know, the spirits world all around. It's just that we tend to gravitate towards whiskey rather than the others. But how much can you really do to gin, huh? Except, you know, and
you add different botanicals. Oh,
except add whipped cream flavoring to it. Jeez.
And I think anytime, you know, a distillery tries something new and branches out into new areas, it's definitely worth a try. It's worth a look, because some of them are just fantastic. And I think these two are both of them among.
Okay. So basically, both of these are really special occasion whiskeys, the two Bardstown one. Yeah. Oh, and I have to say that on the sheet that Judy gave me, it says Bardstown Bourbon Company, Nowhere We Won't Go. What a wonderful.
I love that.
I love that. Tagline. Okay. But, all right. So here we have, you know, three nummy, nummy whiskeys. And I forgot what I was going to say about them. But it was really insightful, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was.
I'm old. What can I say?
Well, I'm not as old as you. I'm old, but not as old, and I probably wouldn't remember what I was going to say either. Right.
What you were thinking was brilliant.
I'm sure it was absolutely brilliant. Scathingly brilliant. Yes. I know. All right.
We can turn off the recording, and you can think a minute if you like.
It'll come back, or it will. But anyway, they're all really, really tasty and special occasion. Yeah. So, okay, I know. I was going to ask the three of us, if you were going to buy, I mean, $140 is $140 plus taxes and whatever, you know, in your particular area. So, Judy, if you were going to buy one of these as your special occasion bourbon of the two Bardstown, well, Garryana is a different thing.
Yeah, that's different. That's really hard.
I know.
I'm going to probably go with Locks of Jura because of the sherry cask. I was sitting here thinking, because we have friends who really like bourbon, or a friend in particular who really likes bourbon. And I was like, if I was going to buy them one for Christmas or something.
We're going to have Evelyn over and give us some of these. She would be...
Yeah,
excited.
Which one would it be? You know, I'm not. Yeah, but I would, for myself, I would buy Locks of Jura.
Okay.
And it may be for other people too, because it's a little less, you know, that's not as high at ABV, and I don't, you know, want to like And that one is,
get them completely
to me,
snockered.
Has a stronger flavor of rye, mm-hmm. which can be a little more harsh, but but it's still good.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how other people would feel about, who are true straight bourbon lovers would go with that.
So. Well, I think bourbon lovers, given that it only has to be 51% corn, are used to rye sneaking up and, you know, whapping them.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Okay, John.
Not Evelyn.
No, I think there's a lot of bourbons that do have some rye in them.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Most people who are into bourbon probably have dealt with that or experienced it. I would pick Lox of Jura. That's my favorite. I like 2026 Discovery as well, but I am a sucker for sherry cask finishes and things like that. So I like the sweetness that, you know, and the fruity flavors that are added to it. But that doesn't take away from 2026 Discovery. It's also really good.
No, it doesn't. I mean, Marlis made us say it, so...
If I had to pick one, it would be Lox of Jura. What about
tell
you?
Tell me these things.
Which would you choose?
I'm not supposed to say, hey, wait, I'm going to joke with you. You should be able to pick up on it.
Obviously. Okay, I also think I would go Lox of Jura. I like Jura. Scotch to start with, so there's that.
Very good.
And I love a sherry finish, and there's something just about the idea of this, because for bourbon, I think by definition it has to be 51% corn and in a new oak barrel. So they are stepping outside of their bailiwick here, and I think that is so exciting that, you know, okay, the bourbon barrels have always gone to Scotland for Scotland to use in their whiskey, and now that some of the Scotch barrels are coming back, whether they're sherry or, you know, originally sherry or bourbon barrels, I just think it's so cool. So yeah, I would also choose Lox of Jura. It is but they are both really, really good. I like the 2026 Discovery, because it has that kind of burnt sugar, apple crumbled. I do love that. You know, so I'm not, they're both really good. Okay, that's me.
All right. Well, one of our dogs is giving John the eye.
Yeah.
Pet me.
Pet me. I want to go for a walk. I want to eat food.
He is our blind, mostly blind, and totally deaf dog.
Yeah.
And he gets his happiness any way he can.
Yeah.
The other day it was by bringing a dead mouse in the house with his mouth.
Yeah.
So a mouse in the house with his mouth. That's really hard to say.
Well, only after...
No, it's hard to say. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right. But he's a good boy. He's a good boy. Yes, he is. That's wonderful. We will get this, not that you know because you haven't listened to it yet, but we'll get this up as soon as we can.
Yeah. And thanks to Bardstown Bourbon.
And thank you so much to Bardstown Bourbon. I'm going to actually be looking for more of your expressions. Oh, hi, Simba.
And there he is.
Yeah, Simba's letting himself known. When we go liquor shopping, I'd like to try some more, because I don't know that we've ever run into Bardstown.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that is our cue to go.
Simba likes Bardstown, too.
I think it's not even time for dinner, but he says it is.
Yeah.
So thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.